BOE back in session.
Stick around for this. The answers.
Tracy, David Akers, Taney County.
David, I apologize. I know you've been calling, and I had a call that was supposed to go till 3 and got off, so I apologize.
Okay, not a problem. We appreciate you taking this up a little bit early. You've got 1, 2, 3 properties on the docket today. Are these all nightly rental properties?
Nightly, and we use them, correct?
Sure. Okay, are these the only three properties that Tall Timbers Retreat or the owners of Tall Timbers own in Taney County?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And are you familiar with what we've done in the past on these?
I'm new to this here, so...
Okay. Let me
kind of in the loop a little bit, but not to a great extent.
Okay. Let me kind of explain to you what we've been doing.
Okay.
This has been an issue in the county for quite a while, and we made a decision about 4 years ago on these nightly rental programs that on the first property that somebody owns in Taney County and puts in a nightly rental program, that we would give them a break and assume that, you know, whether they own 1 or 30, that they're using some personal nights and for friends, family, whatever, and we give a break on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential. But all properties owned after that, assume it's part of a business enterprise and it's 100% commercial. With respect to that, however, we will allow you to pick which one you want to be the 75-25, which inevitably is the more expensive one. So that would be BOE 143, looks like 260 Campfire. Yes. 260 Campfire Pass would be the most valuable property that you have.
That's correct.